Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
If you don't know, this is what we do on the afternoon show. We do a white elephant gift exchange, and it's happening right now.
Don't take that one, Mary. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I don't know what's in that.
I like the bag. It's very pretty with the stripes. I like the bag. Okay. So should it go?
Yeah, open it up.
Oh, no. No. It's a picture frame.
Oh, no. Is this the Steve Bertrand?
I swear. Well, no. It's a proclamation.
Is this the Steve Bertrand?
Is it Mary Vandeville?
This is the proclamation from the mayor. It's got the wrong spelling.
Yeah,
they spelled Bertrand wrong.
Yeah, that is the one with all the incorrect spellings on it. I traded it with Steve when he was in studio last week.
Oh, this is the whereas.
Yeah, but his name's misspelled.
Steve Bertrand.
Why
does
he have this?
Well,
he has the new one. With the majority of them spelled correctly.
This is a copy?
Oh, so you donated this.
Yeah, so
it's the original.
That's the original we saw that had all the spelling errors wrong on it.
Yeah.
And I gave Steve the new one we got from the City Hall. So he has the correct, more correct one.
So if you weren't with us, Steve's going away present from the city of Chicago was for it to be proclaimed Steve Bertrand Day in the city of Chicago, which we accomplished, but all the spelling was wrong of his name. So you have the original with all the misspells on it.
Great.
That's pretty cool, Mary.
You can hang
that's
it
Chicago
up,
history right
where,
there.
Where am I
framed?
This?
It's like that
maybe
stamp
in a bedroom
with the
or something.
Oh yeah, right above my head.
Sure.
I'll read it every morning.
I'm number two. I want that red one with the Mary and Bright package. I want that one right there. Yeah,
that's nicely wrapped.
It is. You can throw it.
Colin, is that yours?
It is not.
It's Mary, would you call that nicely wrapped?
No. I had some issues this morning. My paper wrapped. And
oh, is this you?
Oh, yeah.
Well. Oh, I'm sorry. I would
not. It's not a secret Santa.
Well,
right?
You don't have to.
It doesn't have to be a secret.
You don't have to.
It's kind of a two-parter.
Wow.
I got a hot mitt that's a fish, which I dig.
I love that.
Cool.
And a candle warmer lamp. Oh, my
you
gosh.
You got to have one of those.
I know. She rolls her eyes. Are you regifting this?
No, not at all.
I actually saw this in the store over the weekend, so you don't have to light your candle. You put it under this lamp, and you still get the aroma.
I guess. I don't know what it's for.
I saw it, and I loved it.
The regift. Oh, you do love
it. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, so there, you thought you were giving me crap, and I like it.
I just like the fish had to go. Sorry.
She doesn't want the fish hot mitt. All right, Bob Kessler, you stealing from me? Or
no, I'm number six, so I do.
Oh, who's next? Oh, that's you, Colin.
I'm going to grab this pink.
Ooh, this pink that's a good one.
Pink bag.
Yeah,
with Merry Christmas on it. Oh, it's a Tim Anderson bobblehead.
Yeah.
Oh, that smells
cool.
Of Kevin Powell.
Look at the box. What, somebody sit on it?
I don't think it's a Tim Anderson bobblehead anymore.
It was given away a while ago.
Oh, wow.
It's probably broken. The head probably fell off.
No, it's fine. It's in perfect condition.
Jeez, nice. Did you steal that from Ernie's office?
No, I wouldn't touch Ernie's bobbleheads. He's got a great collection in there.
Tim is sliding.
Oh, he's sliding.
That's a nice pose. That's cool.
Yeah.
See, I told you it would be a good one, Colin.
Yeah. Who's number four?
I'm number four.
Oh, are you stealing it back?
No. How about the bag, Mary? Can you hand me the bag with the checkered
colors? You don't
want
this lovely triangle?
No, it's
heavy.
Oh, it's heavy. Is it a bowling ball?
I don't know.
Oh, I could have donated a bowling ball or two.
What do we got here? This is the from the Olympics, 1996 in Atlanta, the Centennial Olympic Games Stein. That's pretty cool.
Oh.
It has the certificate of authenticity.
Bob Kessler's eyes are lighting up. I think that's...
Come on, Bob. You can't steal this.
Don't take it out the box. Bob's just going to take it.
That's sweet.
Is it really a Stein from the 1996 Games?
Yeah,
I found it.
Oh, my God. It's got a naked guy on it.
I found it when I was antiquing, and I got it for next to nothing. I probably got it for free, but it had the certificate of authenticity, so I snatched it.
Wow. Did you check eBay? This might be worth something, Colin.
It might be.
Not enough for me to hoard it.
How much antiquing do you do, Colin?
Every time I go to a town that has an antique store,
you check it out. And
yes.
Sometimes you find a Stein from the 1996 Olympics.
Sometimes.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
This is really cool.
Yeah, so Drew, are you stealing or are you opening?
I'm not. I'm a fan of geometry. I'm going to take that triangle.
You're going to take the equilateral triangle.
Look at that. The triangle package has not been opened yet.
It was in here.
It's the gift that always
keeps coming back.
Coming back.
It's a boomerang.
Oh, it really is a boomerang. Oh.
With instructions on one side.
Try it in the
Just
studio.
In case I don't know how to use a boomerang. Nice.
Give it a fling across the room. See what happens.
Oh, we'll just you have to be outside.
Yeah, I'm not doing it in here. I'm not trying to break anything and paper it.
It's a weapon. It's like the flamethrower.
That's actually really funny.
Bob Kessler, what's the story behind the boomerang?
It's a thing I used to love to play around with when I was a kid.
Oh.
And I have several of them. And so that's one that can be either left or right-handed. And I tend to have it with me. I still sometimes go to the park and throw them around. If someone wants one, I give it to them.
Bob, how did you rap that thing?
Solo at the park throwing his boomerang. Yeah. I love it.
That's funny.
It's good exercise.
All right. You opening or you stealing?
I'm going to open this.
Okay.
It's lovely pine wrapping. Very layered.
John Williams is like, what's it going to sound like? Just wrapping paper?
I go, want this.
Yeah. Oh, Colin's losing it. You can laugh out loud, Colin. Airborne? Are you a silent laugher?
This is something. Can I read this on the air? It's called Farts in a Can.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect for you, Bob.
Oh. Get it closer to the mic.
That's not me. That's the can.
I'd like to point out Colin's actually getting a kick out of this.
That'll be great at the Christmas party.
A lot of 5-year-olds and 14-year-olds and 53-year-olds.
Your nephews are going to love you when you bring that to Christmas, Bob.
So
I'm keeping this. Thank you.
I hate to tell you, but they tried to sell me fart smells in a can, too.
Oh,
so I opted out of that.
You picked the better one. You picked the that was a good choice.
I love it.
I was like, no, that's okay. I'll just go with the sounds. Because, yes, boys and children love that kind of thing.
So do grown men.
So nobody's stealing? Are we staying put? Mary, are you stealing anything?
Man.
Mary, you
got to
keep
it. It'd be kind of rude if I gave this away, the proclamation.
Steve like Steve Bertrand.
No, that's Steve Bertrand.
Bertrand?
Bertrand.
Bertrand. Yes. Nobody's stealing, huh? Look at that. We're all satisfied with our gifts.
Very honest white elephant.
You're going to hear the fart in a can machine making noise throughout the rest of the show. That's what it's called. Poor Bob Kessler.
We only have 45 minutes to go, so I got to get my farts in.
Yeah, you know what? Work on tying that into your story time story coming up next.
It won't fit exactly, but I'll make it work.
Okay.